application of Christianity, the wonderful teaching of God's Word to our life. On the last broadcast, we talked about practical Christianity, or that teaching which truly can be practiced. And of course, Jesus said, you recall, not everyone that saith, Lord, Lord, shall enter the kingdom, but he that doeth the will of my Father which is in heaven. Before we get into the subject of super communications today, I want to go to our Heavenly Father in a word of prayer. If you care to join us and can, feel free to do so. Let us pray, friends. Our Father and our God, we come into thy great presence upon this day, thankful for the sparing of our lives throughout the past night and the past days. And now as we come to a new day, we trust thou will be with us as we truly center our attention and our affection upon you. We ask thee, Father, to be with those who make this broadcast possible, sounding forth the gospel, for as you know, Father, and we know, that this is a broadcast of the church. We're simply a means by which the gospel is being sounded forth through the human instrumentality of men, and we are glad to do this, Father, to perform this service to thy name's honor and glory. We pray for those who are in sin, and we pray for those who are in Christ Jesus, who all listen to this broadcast today, and the people we can't reach. May men realize that sin will end in eternal separation. For we find in thy teaching, in the wonderful epistle of Romans, in chapter 6 and verse 23, the wages of sin is death. But the other side of the coin, Father, we're so glad, is the gift of God is eternal life through Jesus Christ our Lord. We pray on this broadcast for those who are ill, in hospitals, nursing homes, convalescent homes, wherever they might be. We pray for those who are in sorrow, being steeped with grief today. We trust they may turn to thee and to thy word for comfort and consolation. And we pray for our nation. We pray for nations of the world. May men realize the real course for peace that you have given us found in the Bible. And that channel is simply to, first of all, as individuals, gain peace with you, and then see in a clear way to follow thy teaching and thy dictates to live at peace with others in the world. Help us now in this proclamation that thy name may be glorified. This is our humble prayer we ask in Jesus' name, and amen. Well, I'm sure that when we talk about super communications, that you understand we're talking about prayer. You see, the teaching that's so clear in the Bible is that when Christ said in Matthew 11 and 28, "Come unto me, all ye that labor and are heavy laden, and I'll give you rest," he said, "Take my yoke upon you and learn of me." Now, when we come to Jesus, to what are we coming? We're coming to the Savior of the world. We're coming to one who came to this earth and lived the only spotless life that was ever lived upon God's footstool. And so we are coming to one who offers a fellowship to us, who offers an opportunity to have a communication with him. And really, communication is one of the connecting words or one of the synonyms for the word fellowship. So since we have fellowship with Jesus Christ, we certainly have fellowship with his Father, understanding as we go through life as a Christian that we can call upon him as our Heavenly Father. But you see, if you're not a Christian today, you probably have prayed to God. I know there are a lot of alien sinners that pray to God, but I find no scripture in the Bible that tells us alien sinners are to pray to God. And I think you can see this quite clearly. Now, I'm not saying they won't pray to God, but according to God's system, we must be born again to come into his family. How can the alien sinner out here, friends, really say, "My Father who art in heaven"? The only way he could be his Father would be from a standpoint of creation. But when one is born again, then he comes into the inner circle, then he comes into the family of God. He truly can address God as his Heavenly Father. That prayer can be offered in the name of Jesus Christ as a mediator. You know, we live in a space program, and one thing that has impressed me time and time again, when we hear the reports on radio and we hear the reports coming over on TV as I have a simulator there, and we understand that here's someone clear up in a capsule way up there in space, and they're communicating down here with the headquarters in either Texas or Florida or maybe someplace else. And we say, well, my, what a wonderful communication. Now, a person so many miles away, they're up there in space, can communicate. And I was telling this one time to a good brother, and he reminded me, he said, you know, the Christian has a greater source and a greater means of communication than man will ever have. And he's right. Because we understand men are communicating from this earth up through the first heaven into the heaven where there are planets in space. But the Christian is communicating beyond that with God the Father, who can be recognized as being in even a heaven above what man knows relative to the planets. So it is a super communication. And it's a hotline. Not alone a hotline from Washington to Moscow or someplace else. It's a hotline from your life and my life as Christians to the very courts of heaven itself. And we can do this at any time. The book says pray without ceasing in 1 Thessalonians 5:17. And we mentioned this on our broadcast last time, and we want to mention it again. And Paul says something about this communication that I think is very needed in our lives today. I want to ask you a question. If you're not a Christian, of course, you probably thought about prayer. And if you're listening to this broadcast today, I'm sure that prayer has crossed your mind. But I'm wondering, as I talk to you this morning as a Christian, how many things do you pray about in your life? Well, I said that to a man not too long ago, and he said, "Preacher, I pray about everything." Well, that's exactly what we're to do. I want you to notice in Philippians, the 4th chapter, in verse 6, that he says, after mentioning to us the Lord is at hand, then he says, "Be careful for nothing." And the rendering of this simply conveys the idea, do not be over anxious about things of this world, temporal things. He's rising above the temporal things, as though we had a layer here above the earth that we associated with temporal things. He's rising above it. And just as our prayers go above temporal space, just as our prayers as Christians go above the realm where the planets are, so we find that the prayer that he's talking about here in this verse is something that goes beyond the layer of physical things in this life. Now, somebody never get by that. Some people never get by that. They're so involved and so interested in things that are of this world. They're not seeking first the kingdom of God and his righteousness. They're seeking their own desires first. And in this case, we understand even though they may be first in the physical world, they could find themselves in last place in God's league. Well, he says, be careful for nothing. Do not be over anxious about physical things. But in everything, by prayer and supplication, with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known unto God. Now, prayer is a very vital thing. You know, years ago I was talking to a man who had a wonderful knowledge of the Bible. And I was invited to his home and went to his study, and we sat there, and he leaned back there in his chair, and he said, I want to ask you a question. He said, "Have you ever stopped to think when a person begins to slip spiritually?" Well, I hadn't thought about that before, and so I turned it over in my mind, and of course it went through my mind that, well, when a person stops coming to the house of the Lord, assembling to break bread upon the first day of the week, and yet I knew that the question wasn't that simple. And so finally he said, "Well, I believe that a person begins to slip spiritually when he stops talking to God, when he stops praying." You see, prayer is a very definite part of our life. And I believe Paul means what he says here, friends, when he says, "But in everything by prayer." Why is there anything in your life or in my life that we shouldn't talk to God about? You know, it's like a man said with his parents. He said, "I had a father that I could talk to him about everything." And he said, "I made it a practice," and he said, "this had more bearing on my life than I thought it would, to talk my problems over with my father." And he said, "I'm still doing it." And his father was up in years then when he told me that. Why should we not talk every matter over with God? You know, I've known people that have talked to God in church service. I've known people who perhaps talked to God when they were going to eat. They offered prayer for their food, and this is all good. They may have prayed to God at times of trouble, and they may have prayed to him at other times, but, you know, when it came to their business world, it seemed that prayer was completely shut out of that. And this man, of course, didn't even consider the Lord when he was going to take this big promotion. He moved his family away to a place, had no idea where he was even going to worship the Lord. Have you ever done a thing like that? Have you ever thought that the advancement in life, that the new position, that all the money you were going to make, how much more you were going to be able to have in life? You thought about all these things? You know, it's just like a person who said, you know, when you take a vacation, don't take a vacation from the Lord. I've known people that could tell you every motel they were going to stay in for 2 weeks. but they couldn't tell you whether he's even going to worship the Lord. Now, that's a sad commentary. I'm not trying to be hypercritical on this broadcast. I'm not telling you that you shouldn't take a higher position. I'm not telling you that you can't make more money and give more money to the Lord. I'm not telling you you can't take a vacation or stay in motels. I'm simply telling you that every matter of our life, and that's what Paul says here, goes through this super communication. And the word supplication in this sixth verse is a vital one, because this time it's dealing with a prayer on behalf of yourself. An intercession, see, is a prayer offered on behalf of someone else. But when you're offering a supplication, that has something to do with yourself. And then don't forget to thank God. And then he says, let your request be made known unto God. Take God fully into your confidence. You know the reward for this? And the peace of God which passeth all understanding shall keep your hearts and minds through Christ Jesus. I can't even talk about that on the broadcast today because it passes human understanding. Well, this is a wonderful thought here, and it's one that I'd like to have you pursue. But we've taken a look at your Bible about the super communication that you have with God. If you're not a Christian, then it's going to be hard to talk to him. If you are a child of God, be sure and talk to him about the matters of your life, everything that affects your life and the lives of others. I'm going to have to leave you on the broadcast today. It's been good to be with you. Your friend and neighbors of the Church of Christ have brought you this broadcast. They want you to be in the house of the Lord with them. We hope that you will. May God bless us as we obey that marvelous truth.